Manager's Log, Monday, February the 27th, 2017. From a blog by Charles Chu called The Open Circle. There's a story about Bruce Lee, the inevitability of success. In 1969, nobody expected a thin Asian man with a high-pitched voice to become one of the most influential characters in the 20th century. Nobody knew that except Bruce Lee. That year, Bruce Lee wrote a letter to himself. My definite chief aim, I, Bruce Lee, will be the first highest paid Oriental superstar in the United States. In return, I will give the most exciting performances and render the best of quality in the capacity of an actor. Starting in 1970, I will achieve world fame, and from then onward till the end of 1980, I will have in my possession $10 million. I will live the way I please and achieve inner harmony and happiness. Bruce Lee, January 1969. 4 years later, he was dead. But in those 4 years, Bruce achieved everything he said he would and more. At 32 years of age, he had already changed the face of film and martial arts forever. Chu wrote that Bruce Lee's letter is overflowing with confidence, but where did this confidence come from? That we may never know, but from his writings collected in books like Letters of the Dragon and Striking Thoughts, he gives us some clues. In a letter a decade before his death, when he was a student in Washington University, he said, "There are two ways of making a good living. One is the result of hard working, and the other the result of imagination, which requires work too, of course." He said that ideas have made America what she is, and one good idea will make a man what he wants to be. One part of my life is Kung Fu. The art influenced me greatly in the formation of my character and ideas. I practice it as a physical culture, a form of mental training, a method of self-defense, and a way of life. What struck me as in this article was how closely this relates to holistic management, seeking how to achieve the quality of life we want for ourselves and for our community and for our families. In the 1960s, Bruce Lee was living this. The reason in doing this is not the sole objective of making money, he writes. I know my idea is right and therefore the results will be satisfactory. I don't really worry about the reward, but to set in motion the machinery to achieve it, my contribution will be the measure of my reward and success. When a man comes to a conscious, vital realization of those great spiritual forces within himself and begins to use those forces in science, in business, and in life, his progress in the future will be unparalleled. Bruce Lee wrote, I feel I have this great creative and spiritual force within me that is greater than faith, greater than ambition, greater than confidence, greater than determination, greater than vision. It is all these combined. I'll post this article on our website. Thank you for listening.